Hello, my name is Nicholas Stanton. I'm the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. I'm so glad that you're joining us today. We are going to be looking at the Sabbath and why it is important for us even today. To do this, we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 2, starting in verse 23. It says, "One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisee said to him, 'Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?' He answered, 'Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the day of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for the priest to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." When we look at this passage, there's a lot of things that we can learn about the Sabbath. In the first part of the passage, we see Jesus rebuking this group of Pharisees from adding their rules to the Sabbath and making it very, very legalistic. Legalism is adding rules to something that the Bible doesn't give us. They had rules about how many steps you could take and what you could do before it became work on a Sabbath, and it became this heavy weight that the people of Israel had to carry when they were doing the Sabbath. And Jesus rebukes them for adding this weight to the people. It's the closing statement after Jesus rebukes the Pharisees that I want to focus in on for the rest of our time. You see, Jesus says that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. This means that we were made to enjoy the Sabbath, and it frees the Sabbath from all of these rules that had surrounded it that these Pharisees had put in place. Unfortunately, however, some have taken this a bit too far, and they have moved it into meaning that the Sabbath is an optional thing. You see, just like Jesus said Sabbath was made for man, when God made humanity, he designed us to need a break. And if we don't take these breaks, we begin to break down, and it often leads to immense amounts of stress and all sorts of other problems that happen and come along with this. But that's so contrary to what our culture tells us. Our culture would tell us that we need to continually work. We need to work 40-hour weeks. We need to have a side hustle on weekends. And then throughout all of that, we have to do all of the normal things of life, all of the cooking, the house repairs, the cleaning, all the paying bills that we defer until the weekend. And then once we do all of that, we dive right back into another work week. And it's for this reason that it's important for us to be very intentional about taking a Sabbath. But what should this time look like? Should we plant ourselves on the couch and not move all day? Not at all. But I also can't give you a whole list of rules, because if I did that, I'd be doing the same thing that the Pharisees were doing, and Jesus rebuked them for it. However, there are a few things that we can learn from Scripture, a couple of principles that we can take away. There's really three of them. The first is that it should be an uninterrupted chunk of 24 hours during our week. To stop work and to focus on things that we enjoy. Go on hikes, garden, play video games, spend time with your kids. And this will look different for each of us. Because what you might find as fun, I might find as work. And what I might find as fun, you might find as mind-numbing work as well. So whatever we find joy in is something that we should do on the Sabbath. If it's just hanging out and relaxing, then do that. Finally, we should not neglect Jesus, as he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Be thankful to God for his goodness and reflect on his word. Study Scripture. Pray more than you would do on other days. Keep it focused on Jesus. It's that simple. That is the whole of everything for the Sabbath. Should be 24 hours, do things that we enjoy, and keep it focused on Jesus. So as we close our time together, I have a challenge for you. It's to make Sabbath an intentional part of your life this month. And this will take intentionality, because we don't just happen on random days off. We need to set ourselves up that we can enjoy the Sabbath. Do all the little things beforehand and set aside a day, because if we don't, it's so easy to get caught up in the craziness of life and it falls to the wayside. So it's really rather simple. My challenge to you this month is to rest. Again, this is Pastor Nick from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed rest of your day.